This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Yeah, right? How's that working out for you? Let's see. Some states, if you're watching my video, you know what I'm doing, right? Anyway, you listen to Real Side on GCM Live. Some states want you to wear, what are these things called? Masks on the inside when you're in your home. At work. I'm at work. How's that working out? What if you're a food taster? What are you supposed to do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate it. Can we get this thing off my face? I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And, yeah, you can find these masks, you know, depending on the state you're in. If you're in a state that actually has two brain cells rubbed together, you won't need a mask. But if not, and you're watching, you know, you can see I have masks up on the website. Head up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Here's the mask. Maybe I'll wrap it around the mic. Keep the mic from getting sick or something. I don't know. But they say Trump 2020 on them. Keep America great and safe, which is exactly what he's doing, whether you like it or not, whether you like him or not. I mean, can you imagine, well, Biden wouldn't even know we had the virus. Seriously. Come on, think about it. Joe's always, he's always good for a gaffe and a laugh at the same time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Steve Franks, senior contributor and editor of the California Political Review, will join us after the break, because Governor Newsom is now asking, will be asking for a $1 trillion bailout. Now, he says it has absolutely nothing to do with the pension, their $180 billion pension. You know, he keeps telling everybody we have a surplus of dollars, and we don't. I know that. I know that firsthand as a school board member. A lot of what people believe or have been told is not true when it comes to how our government is functioning. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the really and truly, the perception of reality for Democrats in this state, I don't know how much coke they're smoking, or snorting, or drinking, or doing, or whatever. It's just amazing. We've got somebody running for the 25th Congressional District to fill Katie Hill's seat, the disgraced congresswoman who had to leave office. Remember her? For lying? A lot. And now the person that Pelosi has handpicked to put in her place, Christy Smith, is running around telling people that she is for lower taxes, she won't raise taxes, and that she was part of the team when she became a state assembly person who helped make California gas tax the highest tax in the country. Right, we now have the high, and it, you know what? It's not since she's got in, because they've been working at this for a long time, but she went right along and played right along with them. So it will be nothing more. If you want to see this whole country look like California, and I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about the reality here. And the reality is that we have the highest taxes. We have lousy roads. They're not maintaining things properly. I mean, the education system is suffering all through the state. Right? They're more worried about these minnows in the water than they are about the farmers getting enough water to feed the rest of the state. No, they don't care about any of that. So you go ahead and send her to D.C. Send more Dems to D.C. And you watch what happens in this country in a relatively short period of time. All right. To prove that the hypocrisy just shines with the Democrat Party. Now we're seeing that footage has surfaced about Joe Biden and his sexual assault on a young lady way back in 93. Now, that's a long time ago when I talk about that. No, they should talk about it. Why do you think Joe is in anywhere? He can't be found. He's nowhere to be found. So, the young lady who has accused Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her, I mean physically sexually assaulting her. Remember how President Trump talked about grabbing a woman's private parts? Yeah, Joe actually did it, probably told Trump about it, you know what I'm saying? So Trump would get the idea. But is the left going crazy? I mean, it was at 24-7. Kavanaugh was 24-7, and not so much on his nomination, but on what he did to all those poor women. And here we had a woman, right, Professor Ford, right? She couldn't remember exactly when, couldn't remember exactly where, doesn't exactly remember the time frame, but at 15 years old, supposedly, she was at a party drinking and was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh. But she can't be sure it was exactly him, and they wanted his head on a platter. This woman remembers where. Her office mates remember, not that it was with Joe, but something was wrong. She was immediately moved when she complained about it. Her family members knew about it. People around her knew about it. It actually happened. Will she be heard? No, she won't be. Because, and I don't even think she's a conservative. I'm not sure. But the bottom line with it is that she's accusing Joe Biden. Uncle Joe. Remember I told you he's a little creepy, didn't I? And he can't hold it back. There's other women, too, that want to come forward, that have come forward, and they're being poo-pooed and pushed away. But I thought these people were for the women. What happened to the Me Too movement? Apparently they have forgotten how to spell it. This is, look at people. This is truly the hypocrisy of the left. This is how you see it shine. They will simply ignore it. They won't allow you to discuss it. They won't give it any credence. But if it was somebody on the right, what do they say? Forget about it. Trouble Senior Host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562.
And I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic. organic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com. A Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Jesus just did. For some of you watching, some states are going to require you to wear a mask while you're working and while you're at home. How are we supposed to get it? They don't want us to get the message. Anyway, my Trump 2020 mask could be a walking billboard for President Trump as you go around. You might get punched in the mouth. I don't know. You know, by the tolerant, happy, nice left. But it also says on the mask, keeping America great and safe. And I think we need to, I really do think if they're going to force us to wear these masks, let's make them as uncomfortable as humanly possible. I really like that idea. Well, you know how I always love to rip on California? That's where the show originates from. And look, it's beautiful weather. I get it. But at this point, it's the only thing that is beautiful about California. You know, Governor Newsom has stolen so much money from the transportation fund. He's not fixed what he's supposed to fix. He claims that we have a surplus of money, but then he's screaming about how poor we are. He's pushed that on the backs of municipalities, school districts, and counties. So we are a mess. But the guy that watches this, I mean, watches this to the T, is Steve Frank. He's a senior contributor editor for the California Political Review. And, Steve, I know you agree with me. We should be hearing a flushing sound every time we say the name California. Welcome to the show.
Well, actually, Joe, the state has already been flushed down. We've already spent our reserves. The governor is saying he has to borrow money to keep the state going. And we know the pension system has collapsed. In the first 3 weeks of the virus, the CalPERS lost $69 billion.
Wow.
Then you have the investment officer of CalPERS invested $3.5 billion in a blacklisted firm owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And that's just the beginning.
Oh, we have a very close mistress relationship with China, don't we, here in California?
Oh, absolutely. Governor Newsom spent $990 million with a firm out in Lancaster that is actually owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And for mass, and he refuses to show the contract to even the Democrats in the legislature.
No.
And now the California Globe has issued a Freedom of Information Act request of the state to get a copy of that contract.
Can you imagine if Trump, or any other Republican elected official telling constituents in the state that he wasn't going to show them the contract that he may have screwed them on, and it would be 24/7 wall-to-wall news, wouldn't it?
Well, the bigger news is no one authorized the expenditure. Remember, the legislature was not in session, and he just took executive orders to sign that contract.
Wow.
No one has seen the contract. No one approved the contract. We literally have one-man, strongman government in the state of California.
Oh, yeah. You know, a few of the people that we both know in the legislature, in the California legislature, have told me that they made a major league mistake when they left for recess by giving him way too much power to deal with the coronavirus issues, and he basically is a dictator for the moment. I don't know if they can get it back, though. They're all on his side.
But the good news for me, and I try to think long term in this, well, all the crazy things he's doing, his refusal to do that, and I'll talk to you about some of his expenditures in a moment, all make him a damaged property for when he tries to run for president in 2024. Plus, of course, he's hurt himself with the regressives. I don't use the term progressive because they're not, they're regressive. He's hurt himself with the regressives by saying several nice things about President Trump.
Oh, yeah, that makes them nuts. Look, they drove that one Democrat out of Georgia pretty much out of office, and now they're beating on the woman from Detroit who actually took the medication that Trump, you know, suggested, and she felt better. She got better, and they're actually mad at her. It really is a sickness, isn't it?
How sick can a political party be that one of their members in a legislature gets well from a deathly disease, and they censor her for getting well?
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's just amazing. Before we get into more of the California issues, don't you find it quite interesting that we heard nothing but what a sexual assaulter and predator that Kavanaugh was, right? With a woman who couldn't remember whether where it was, what time of year it was, where the party happened, and the whole nine yards. And yet here you have a woman, actually, I don't know if people know this, there's actually eight women, but this one in particular that won't let it go. She can tell you where, when, and how. She has corroborating, you know, people around her at the time that knew something happened, that knew what had happened, and you're hearing nothing from MSNBC, ABC, CD, EFG. None of them are talking about this at all.
Well, if it wasn't for a double standard, these folks would have no standards whatsoever. And that's truly what's going on here. We've seen the pictures of him groping and fondling elderly women, young girls. And this isn't something that happened yesterday. This has been going on for 30 years, and TV has shown a lot of these episodes that he has where he just can't keep his hands off of women.
And it doesn't matter what age, does it?
No, he doesn't care about age. At least he's looking forward to the female form rather than the age of the form.
Oh my God! And then think about it. He has guaranteed that he is going to choose a female VP. If every female around him is to shudder right about now.
Well, that is as sexist as it comes. Let's suggest, to use your analogy from before, that Trump has said, you know, I'm only going to pick a male to be my running mate. And, of course, the media would go crazy about that because that's sexist. And so Biden does it, and they think he's great.
Yeah. Oh, what was it, Romney? I have a book of women. I have a binder full of women or something like that. And they just ran with that, and they ripped him apart for that. Although I'm not a Romney fan, and I'm especially not a Romney fan anymore. Thank God he didn't make it. Personal opinion, thank God he didn't make it in as president. So
he would have been the Schwarzenegger of the presidency.
That's a good way to put it.
He came in swearing he was a conservative, and obviously he was just a Democrat, but he couldn't spell the word.
He was a conservative in the fact that he only slept with two women at the time. I mean, seriously, he was being conservative about his energy. Listen, when we come back, I do want to talk about the details behind how much trouble California's in. I know New York is in a lot of trouble, too. These states that were having physical problems before this happened, I personally don't believe we should bail out. All right? If you want to help them out to the tune of the real revenue they were making, not what they were making behind, and helping them catch up, whole different animal. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Be back in just a few minutes with Steve Frank. We believe in capitalism here. We're going to go make some money. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Treasury Department says more than half the people eligible for coronavirus relief payment have gotten their stimulus money so far, with 4 in 10 still waiting for a direct deposit or check. More than 88 million payments totaling $158 billion had gone out, according to the most recent data from the IRS, who expects to send out a total of over 150 million payments. A state-by-state breakdown released by the IRS shows that progress sending out the payments has been relatively consistent. Residents of California, that has the largest population, have gotten a total of 9.1 million payments worth nearly $16 billion. New York, which was the state hit hardest by the coronavirus, has seen 5.5 million payments totaling about $9.4 billion. We'll keep you updated with everything going on with the coronavirus right here at USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
Listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be noticed or get text alerts, you can always text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Yeah, just like the old schoolroom. But really, seriously, folks, you got to pay attention. You got to get informed. It's the only way we keep these nut jobs out of the legislature. And for those of you that, you know, you right wingers here in California that are pounding away on your Facebook keyboard, get away from Facebook. Push yourself away for a few minutes. And guess what? Go truly get involved. We have a special election going on right now in California. I think it's one of the only ones in the country that's going on to replace Katie Hill's seat. And what a great slap in the face it would be if the Republicans could take back that seat right out from underneath them as they're spending all kinds of money to try to keep it. At least that's how I feel. Steve Frank joins me. He's a senior contributing editor of California Political Review. And, man, he's got the same feeling I do towards California. Beautiful state. Beautiful weather. It's been flushed, headed out to the ocean. And I don't think we can save it, but maybe he knows more than I do. Steve, thanks for joining the show.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'll give you just one example of how we get into trouble. Just one example. The governor yesterday authorized $30 million to be spent for social equality in the marijuana industry. And the definition of that means that social equality is the legal marijuana industry must hire people of the proper color and gender. He doesn't think there are enough people of color working in the marijuana industry
dope,
or women.
In the dope world? Oh, my God.
In the dope world. And he's spending $30 million of taxes. So when I see these crazy stories that he's begging for, along with other governors, for $1 trillion to bail them out, why would we give a dime to somebody that gives $30 million for this? And that's just one example.
What about the $125 million for illegals? And he said, look, and he said it point blank, since the federal government won't deal with them, won't help them, we will. with state money.
Well, of course, he also said the complete comment was that because the federal government wouldn't help them with unemployment insurance, and by the way, it's illegal under state and federal law to give illegal aliens unemployment payments, what he's doing is giving them in kind in a total of $125 million. And I hope you know that yesterday a lawsuit was filed against him to stop him from spending that money. And, of course, that $125 million was authorized by nobody as well. He just did it on his own. So far, he's issued 29 executive orders.
Yeah, he really, it's not just him, though. You have to admit, Steve, if you look across the country, a lot of these Democrats don't understand that we have constitutions, state have constitutions, there's laws that they have to follow. They truly see themselves as dictatorial when they get elected to those positions, don't they?
Well, my fun one is to the governor of Michigan, who has outlawed you from mowing your grass, but she allows you to smoke the grass.
Yeah, there you go. Well, how am I supposed to get it if I can't mow it? But you can't go buy seeds, right? I mean, there's so many.
No, you can't buy seeds.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you the most fun thing. As you know, I live in Ventura County, and as my wife will tell you, I'm cheap. So I go to the 99-cent store to buy some basics, and I go in there yesterday, and they have several aisles in the store closed, and the signs are up by the aisles are closed by order of the County of Ventura. The first item I see, on a closed item aisle that the Ventura County Board of Supervisors doesn't want you to buy is a pregnancy test kit. Now, why in the world did they come up with that being a non-essential item? I mean, what does that have to do with the virus?
Yeah, and where in the Constitution does it say they get to decide what we can and can't buy? I love this. We could buy weed. We could buy alcohol, right? I mean, there's so many things that we can do, and yet we can't go to church, can't go to temple, can't go to synagogue.
But you get a lottery ticket.
Oh, God. and Cal, go ahead.
The sad part is you can't make this up. But the good news, Joe, there is good news out of this.
Oh.
I believe that people are seeing how stupid government has become, how silly it's become, how dictatorial it has become. And there's a story that I'm having in my newsletter tomorrow. There's two women up in Auburn, which is outside of Sacramento. They're opening up their hair salons tomorrow against the permission of the governor. And the women say, we have children. One of these women is pregnant. And we have a family to feed, and there's no reason that we can't earn money.
Right. Well, They could always go to the state house. They could say that their name is like Guadalupe Hidalgo, that they're here illegally, and they have 11 kids, and nobody will question them, and they'll be handing out checks at that point. I mean, this people don't realize something. One of the things of being on the school board, I get to see some really, really crazy stuff. All right? And I actually had somebody, we had somebody who was here on the wrong visa. The parents were here on the right visa, but they filled out the kid's visa wrong. They had a job with NASA for 2 years, and they wanted the kids to be here with them to go to school so they wouldn't miss them for the 2 years. All legitimate reasons. They were asked to come here by NASA. We should be helping these people out. But because they had a bad visa, we couldn't register them for school. If they had walked into that same exact school and said, I have no papers, we would have had to register them and let them in.
Well, of course. And if you're a criminal, you get out of jail. Newsom has a history now of giving pardons and commutations to murderers and rapists and other assorted violent criminals in such a way that they can't be deported. And he is literally putting criminals on the street, illegal aliens, and just regular American criminals, so far 3,500. At the same time, He is having a woman down in San Diego, a 27-year-old Hispanic woman, who held a sign on Sunday in front of the City Hall in San Diego. She's going to get arrested and fined $1,000 for holding a sign while he's putting murderers and rapists on back on the street.
Oh, yeah. We say that about Los Angeles. You know, we've got what, they're going to let 41 people out of the city jails there, and if you're not wearing the mask, if you're not doing the right thing, and you're snitched on, remember, they're going to have a snitch line, you could end up going to jail there as well. You know, think about that. What is it, the second largest city in the country? And there are diseases in Los Angeles, in the city, not the county, but the actual city in downtown L.A. that have been eradicated for decades, and all of a sudden they pop back up. And we're supposed to trust these people?
Well, it just shows you, we talked a little while ago about hypocrisy and double standards. If you remember the grocery bag thing, when we can't do a plastic bag because some sea otter's going to eat it, we were told we had to use reusable ones, and we kept saying they're dangerous, they're filled with disease. Yesterday, the governor of California suspended the ban plastic bags, and also suspended the 10 cent fee on the plastic bags. Why did he do it? Because these bags that he wanted before actually are disease carriers, but that also goes to the transportation system. One of the reasons that New York is the epicenter of all this is that they have the stack 'em and pack 'em mentality for housing and transportation. You live in a small house, a small apartment, with lots and lots of people around you. You try to go to work. You go in a subway or a bus, elbow to elbow with disease-carrying people, and now you wonder why people get sick in New York. 52% of all the deaths in the United States from this virus actually come from the New York region.
52%. Oh, no, I know that. New York and New Jersey push it well over the 50% mark. Go explain that one. You know?
Oh, yeah, it can be explained. It's because of the policies of those cities that pack them and stack them. And that's what, SB 50 was last year. And I think it's SB 804 this year. I believe that's the number. I may be mistaken. By Scott Wiener to create stack 'em and pack 'em in California. And, of course, the governor is suing Huntington Beach for not putting in stack 'em and pack 'em housing in that city.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, they're getting down to the minutia of what you can and can't do, what you can and can't build, how big, how small. It is really getting out of control. But it's our fault. We let them do it. Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Steve Frank will still be with me on this side of the break. We're actually going to break down why Governor Newsom needs so much money. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Show me senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I only send out an email once a week, okay? I don't try to inundate you. I hate people send out emails every day or even every other day at times. I got it. I got the message. I know you're there. I'll come visit your site kind of thing. So I only send you out one a week. And if you want to be alerted by text that we're going live, we're coming up on the air, just text TRS to 77222. TRS is 77222. And Steve Frank joins me. He's a senior contributing editor of California Political Review, and I believe he totally agrees with me. You know what, Steve? I don't know. I didn't really get to ask you. With everything going on in California, you had alluded to the fact that you think people are seeing not just the hypocrisy, but the lunacy of the left and how they legislate. I'm not so sure that that's going to sway Democrats one way or the other. Can we save California?
I think we can save California. And what's occurred is the demonstrations that are beginning to foment around the state. I'm not sure about Santa Clarita Valley, but we had a pretty good one here in Simi Valley the other day. And throughout the state, there are these demonstrations. And it reminds me of 2009 with the founding of the Tea Party, Taxed Enough Already, TEA. Right. And that was organic. It wasn't some organization that came about and said, okay, why don't we create these demonstrations, as Nancy Pelosi at the time called them, artificial turf demonstrations. They weren't artificial. They were the people. And I see now that people are willing to come out and say enough is enough. And as each day goes, the movement grows, and at some point in time there's going to be a tipping point. And again, I believe that tipping point occurs on or about May 1st. And by the way, I just saw an article just before I came on your show that the governor has banned all demonstrations in the Capitol for May 1st. And of course, I was planning to go up there. I may still go up there, because a lot of people will go up there, regardless of what the governor says. That we are mad as hell, and we want to take our state back.
Right.
And I believe that the governor, by trying to close this off, is indeed telling people that. What you and I already knew, he doesn't believe in the Constitution, the First Amendment right to assemble, to free speech, to petition our government. We already know he doesn't believe in religious freedom, and he hates the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just lost his case in court over the the ammunition law, where every time you bought ammunition, you had to get a background check. It's just kind of crazy. So he lost that one. But, you know, the thing that's always interested me here is that Republicans hold a majority, and a big majority, in the smaller, you know, towns, cities, that kind of stuff, when it comes to school board, water board, city councils. They can't seem to make the leap to the state. Why is that? Why do you think that is?
I think on a statewide basis, the Republican Party hasn't really tried enough. And I don't know about you, Joe, but when I started in politics in 1960, the first lesson I learned is the role of the party is to register voters. The California Republican Party hasn't been registering voters since March of 2013. I was on a conference call the other day with a significant legislator who was bragging to these people when I said we don't have voter registration. This person said, well, you know, since July of 2019 to February 18th of 2020, we have registered 144,000 new Republicans. And everyone cheered, and they were all great, and it was just, oh, I had lied to them. But that person lied, because they forgot to give the other side that the time we were getting 144,000, the Democrats registered 405,000.
Right.
They grew by 260,000.
Well, now you know, you've known me for years. I've known you for years. And I've always been screaming about the way we don't use technology, how slow we are to come to the table. I think my area was one of the few areas to first have a website for the Republican Party, and, you know, how we go out and get votes. They're running around with tablets and iPads and going to events and getting people to register. And what are we doing? We still have paper registration forms, and we're meeting at the mall every other week, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, our party, whether in the county or the state, just hasn't been aggressive at all.
Right.
Where's the messaging? With all this terrible stuff going on, why does it take a lawsuit from two assembly candidates, Benitez and Martinez, to sue the governor to stop money going to illegal aliens? Why didn't the party do that?
Yep.
Why did it take some ministers to sue the governor to open up churches? And I could go on about all
lawsuits. Slow. All right.
This process.
Before we run out of time, though, I want you to go through some of the things. Like Governor Newsom, he's going to be asking for close to $1 trillion in a budget bailout. And you and I both know they've been in financial trouble for years. This is nothing new. And, again, if he's going to give $125 million to illegals, to be able to stay here or do whatever, and the amount of money that he just wastes. Why should we help him?
Well, the way I describe it is, he's the drunk outside of a liquor store who begs for money for a sandwich that then goes in and buys liquor.
Right.
Before you give an alcoholic money, you want to make sure they're sober. And so before Newsom or Pritzker in Illinois or Cuomo in New York get a dime of federal funds, they need to clean up their act. They need to reform their pension systems. As you know, as you may know, Illinois has just asked for, their state treasurer asked the U.S. treasurer for $15 billion of a grant just to bail out their pension system, and ours is worse than theirs.
Steve, but wait a minute. Go back to Illinois for a second. You follow this stuff. 3 years ago, they knew they had a trouble. Remember? They were raising taxes, and their legislators say, this won't help.
And they were right. That didn't help. And here in the state, we not only haven't helped it, we haven't reformed it when we knew it needed reforms for 20 years, and we haven't done anything. And so you have that. You have the governor telling the farmers, I'm not going to allow you any more water, while the president is giving more federal water, and the governor is taking away water. At the same time that the governor is protecting illegal aliens from the from deportation, and the federal government is forced to go to the courts to stop it. Until you stop Newsom and reform California government, any money you give them will be wasted and corrupted.
Yeah, total agreement. All right, so again, talk about the pension plans and how much they've blown those numbers. And when the governor says he has a surplus, but yet he owes 180, you'll know the number. I'm just throwing one out there. $180 billion in pensions. There's no way to have a surplus. This is an out-and-out lie, isn't it?
Between CalPERS itself, according to the Stanford Pension Institute, is unfunded liabilities is north of $1 trillion. Since you're on a school board, you should know that CalSTRS, their unfunded liability is north of $400 billion. And the health care program of the state of California has unfunded liabilities north of $200 billion.
Wow.
And that's just the start.
Oh, my God. And it never stops. You know, he stole $5 billion from the transportation fund to use for social issues. Not it wasn't even like it was diverted to really do some good. It was to help out illegals. It was to provide abortion services on some of the college campuses across the state. It just amazed me. But to your point, you talked about it earlier. Are people going to be upset about this, upset enough to vote out the Dems in the higher offices?
I will give you a direct answer. May 12th, I will have my answer. And May 12th, there are two special elections.
Yeah.
One in our district, the 25th Congressional, and the second is out in Riverside, the 28th Senatorial. Those two elections, I think, are going to be bellwether because both of those are swing districts. And the last time the Republican won that seat in Riverside was 218, and Jeff Stone only received 53% of the vote. So that's a swing district. And we will see how angry the people are with the Democrats on May 12th.
Well, Steve, I hope you're right. I really do hope that some of this is waking people up. I am amazed that the Democrats, rank and file Democrats here in California, still somehow have drank the tea that says this is the Republicans' fault. This the way this state is all has to do with Republicans still being in the way when we virtually have absolutely no power here. Okay, tell people where they can find you, how they can read your posts and so on.
They can go to California Political News and Views. You can go to capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com. And on the right side of the page, you can subscribe. And at 3 a.m. every morning, you get 10 stories the media doesn't want you to see or how they've misrepresented and the truth.
Yeah, we're going to have so much trouble this year and getting the message out, which is why I now focus more on radio stations as opposed to Facebook and Twitter and that kind of stuff. And reading publications like Steve's will help tremendously. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Grab a sandwich. We're going to have some great conversation.